Hello, Abdullah Davidson, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. Ministering from here for more than 30 years. Ministering a live stream throughout the world and Roku, wherever it goes. Amen. Thank God. I'm greatly blessed to speak to the world, having ministered in Zimbabwe, Africa, amen, since 1985, I am pleased to announce, amen, that I am prepared and already in action to help steady Masara in Spring of Life Ministries in Harare, Zimbabwe, build a conference center. Oh, am I ready? I'm not committed to a few dollars. I'm committed to whatever it takes to build it. Amen. But we'll have to talk to Steady whatever he thinks and where God leads him, how big, and the property that God puts him on. But I'm ready. What a blessing. Amen. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
And you're in Hebrews chapter 13, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Why don't you begin with chapter 13, verse 1?
Let brotherly love continue.
What? Brotherly love? That means stab them in the back, right? Move on.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
What? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers?
Right.
Strangers? That would be people you never met or didn't know, right? But they come to your house or you meet them or something, huh?
Right.
Let's, what else we do here?
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
Some have entertained angels unaware. Well, let me tell you this. I'm certainly unaware if I've entertained any angels in my house or this house. But if you are an angel, stand up. No? No angels here. Amen. Next.
Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them.
Oh, remember them that are bound. But you know, in Dallas, Texas, they have not been honest in their courts, and they have imprisoned people that were not guilty, and in the past so many, I don't know, 15 years, whatever, since I've been believing God and praying, they have turned one person after another loose in that the Dallas courts have. They have what? They have put them, they have imprisoned them, and they were not guilty. Amen. Now, do you think that might mean there's something wrong with Dallas courts. Yay, I do. Glory, bless you, Dallas. And Colin, and all the rest of you. Next.
And them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body.
Them that suffer adversity. Well, I've met some of those. Go ahead.
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled.
This is really the good one. This is the best. Amen. Marriage is honorable. And what else?
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled.
In all, and the bed is undefiled. Now let me tell you about the bed. You do not commit sodomy, masturbation, lesbianism, pornography, and bed. No. That doesn't go. That homosexual, that doesn't go in the bed. No. Lesbians, that doesn't go in the bed. Sodomy, that doesn't go in the bed. No. The bed of what? Would somebody tell me? Bed of what?
Marriage.
What? Marriage. Did you say that?
I did not.
Well, somebody back here did. And, oh, this is my friend Antoinette, right?
Yeah.
And Mother Early.
Yes.
Two great friends. No. That does not go in the marriage bed. Now, I know what it says, and I believe it. In our country, our nation in America, they have accepted everything that you could imagine and called it honorable. And who are you?
Craig. Yes, sir.
Oh, Miller.
That's it.
I know another Craig. Oh, I met him. He's a strange Craig. Amen. Do you believe what I just said?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord, on America and on those that are married. No, two men cannot be married under God. Two women cannot be married under God. No, cannot. God would never join two men. Who is this? This Luke? Thank you, sir. God would never join two homosexuals together and call it a marriage. God would never do that. And who is this?
It's Terry.
Who?
Terry.
God would never join an unbeliever with a believer. Never. God would not. And called a marriage. No, God would not. God would not. Amen. Amen. And who's this?
Lark.
Who?
Lark.
Oh, Lark. God would never join two people together that wouldn't believe. Never. Never. Amen. No, he would not join two people together that didn't believe. God is not unfaithful. God is faithful. Amen. God would never join two unbelievers together. No. God, I've said, Bob, I've said enough about the marriage bed. What do you think? Have you got something
then? Only what is the last part of this verse here.
What does it say?
But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Oh, would you believe that you could have a marriage license signed by someone and be a whoremonger and an adulterer? Would you believe that? Well, I've got a marriage license signed by a certified preacher, certified by whom? Amen. Right. Thank you, Bob. You know, you can be married and be committing whoredom in your bed. You can be committing what? Adultery in your beds. And you call it God. No, it's not God. It was the legal system. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, I married Patty in 1952. God told me to. Yeah, God told me to. And in the 1970s, I started reading about them wedding vows. Linda Vista United, Linda Vista Presbyterian Church, Linda Vista, California. Yeah, and I started reading them. I said, my God, Patty, do you know you and I have sworn? We have sworn to live together in poverty? Now, do you really want to live with me in poverty? You never have, but do you want to start? Right. How about that, Bob? Now that's, if you love somebody and God gave them to you, when you ask them, do you want to swear to poverty, or do you want to swear that God's word is truth and we're rich? Oh, Miss Patty, my God, she almost came unraveled. Who is this?
KD.
Oh, really? I know I've taught you better. But you wouldn't want to swear to poverty, would you?
No.
No. And how would you like to swear, Brother Bob, to be together in sickness and death?
No way.
Why? No. Now, who in the world would want to swear to, where are you?
Right here.
To live with somebody that wanted to be sick. I swear to you, Lord, I want to be sick. Where are you? Now, would you, Terry, would you like to swear to be with somebody when they want to be sick?
No way.
God. And who, is this your daughter?
Yes.
You sure wouldn't, would you?
No.
Hey, man. God. I know I'm kind of crazy right now, but when I started reading this crazy damn vows, I said, Patty, we are not going to swear to this shit. Yes, get mad at me. Call me a vulgar man. I don't care.
It's the truth.
I've said enough times, don't you think? I mean, that's terrible. Dung! You wicked people. Amen. Well, thank God. I think I'm drawing close to this, the end of this ministry. And we haven't even started of this time. Amen. Bob.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a sensible man. I know that your grandfather owned a grocery store, right?
Right, he had a few of them.
A few of them?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Glory be to God. I tell you, Bob, when I finally had God open the Bible to my eyes, I thought, no, religious people are the dumbest damn people. I do not apologize. I mean, I do not apologize. But religious people are the dumbest damn people in the world. Damn dumb. And see, no, God will strike you dead. Well, here I am. And I don't believe you, you liar. Amen. Oh, God. My God. Hallelujah. To sleep with a dead body is dumb. Well, it is. And what's a dead body? An unbeliever. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, seems like I need to ask Brother Bob to keep reading.
Verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Without covetousness?
That's right.
That's cool. Amen.
And be content with such things as you have.
I am.
For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory. Amen. Be content with whatever you have, but get ready to get the next thing.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
Amen.
Good. Ready. Next.
And I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Thank God.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm sorry, got that wrong. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Oh, I'm not afraid of man. Not much, Bob. But I have been. Oh, I've been afraid what men could do to me. But you know, when Pilate said to Jesus about crucifying him, Pilate said, hey, I have authority to crucify thee or the authority to turn you loose. And Pilate and Jesus said, oh, you could have no authority over me unless it were given from above. And I say to Obama and his people, you have no authority over me unless Jesus gives it to you. And he won't. And the health care that you have put forth on God's people will destroy you, Obama.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Next.
Remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Amen. Next.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Don't forget it. Never change. Amen. Go on.
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
Go on.
We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle.
Amen.
For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
Hallelujah.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
You hear that verse? Several years ago, and I believe that. I've read that for years, and I thank God. But back in 08, maybe 07, God started leading me to speak that verse. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Does that say that?
Praise to God.
Praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Is that correct?
Yeah, except it says to do that continually.
Oh, continually. God started that. God started that. God started that in my heart in 07. Late 07, I'd been on a Daniel pass. I was on a Daniel pass 21 days. Amen. And God started me walking in this ministry, in this sanctuary, a whole lot. Walking. Amen. I was giving it all I had. Amen. 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 I was walking and thanking God. Walking and thanking God. Amen. Walking and thanking God. Walking and leading people to walk and give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Walking and giving thanks. And Bob Carpenter, who is reading, was in a desperate strait. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the devil wanted to kill you, Bob. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were desperate. Is that right?
Totally.
But you believed what God said out of my mouth to you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What God say?
He said, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Boy, you know, when you're about, give me your hand. When you think you're about to die and somebody tells you, you'll be fine, you either have to be crazy or be God. Amen. Is that wild? And Brother Bob hung on to what God said, not what I said, what God said. Who is this?
Antoinette.
Antoinette. You've hung on to it too.
You got it.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you told me one day.
I said what?
You told me one day in the fellowship hall God was going to set me free.
Well, and you believed it, and so did I.
Yes.
Amen. And he is.
That's right.
Or has.
He is.
Amen. Thank you. And this is Brother Craig.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you believe God too, don't you?
I do.
Oh, I know you do.
Yes,
well, I know she does too. Hey, you know what? Let me have that woman's. This is Sister Earlene. And she is so young, I can't even tell you how young she is.
Right. Just a kid, huh?
A kid. Glory. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
You know, I'm about half wild tonight, don't you?
Amen.
That's good.
Well, if I'm not, I'm going to be.
There you go.
Amen. All right. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Bob, I watched you come a long way from what, 06?
Right.
07? And God brought you through because you believed the words that I spoke.
Amen.
I'm a prophet and I know it. I'm an apostle and I know it. But this flesh is nothing. It is Jesus Christ in me. Nothing else. Jesus Christ crucified. Thank God. Amen. Well, Bob, what do we do next?
Verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief.
You hear that? I just want to do rule, have the rule, the authority over you with joy and not with grief. Grief. Go ahead.
For that is that is unprofitable for you.
Unprofitable for them. Right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Next.
Pray for us, for we trust we have good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in a few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. And the last verse is, grace be with you all. Amen.
And that completes my teaching of the book of Hebrews.
That's right.
Right? And tomorrow night, we're going to go to the book of James. But right now, Bob, I love you, brother.
Amen.
Give me a hug. Thank you, sir.
Amen.